This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's Thursday. Everything's weird leaving Vegas, but I got the man himself, Wayne Breezy, with me. How you doing, Wayne?
What's going on, bro? I'm doing good, man. I'm recouping from a Vegas cold or something. Something got me sick in Vegas.
My wife is also not feeling very well. Me, I always feel good, man. I think the alcohol kills whatever is alive in my body to like capture and to make sick. It's what it is. But man, hopefully you get to feel it better. And man, probably the best news of the day, if you haven't been following, I'm sure everybody has, the DeMar, man, he is awake. DeMar Hamlin.
Yes.
He's awake. He is riding because he's still got the breathing tube. But the first thing he asked was, did we win the game? And the doctors responded, you won the game of life, man. Which is awesome. So great news there. Love that. Love all the hashtag CCs. So what we're going to be doing today, I'm excited. We're going to be bouncing in, bouncing out. Three main topics. We're looking at the Raiders game in and of itself, how the 49ers played offensive defensively. We'll go over some grades there. We're going to be looking at the 49ers season as a whole, right? Mm-hmm. Step back from the tree. And we're also going to be looking to the playoffs. But if we want to jump into some Cardinals talk as well, that's awesome. We have the man. It's not only Wayne with me, Clayton, the guy that works like a crazy guy, who's always at work, which I love making that money. He is with us as well. So he's going to be running the chat. So get your hashtag CCs in. Let's get those in. If you got chat questions, he'll be rolling with those. So Wayne, let's start off. Let's start talking about the offense. Okay. The offense versus the Raiders game. 49ers continue just to put up mad points, mad yards, you know, 450 total yards, 454, you know, you score 37. The 49ers offense, when was the last time they were this good?
I don't want to take away from the offense. Was the Raiders defense just that bad?
I don't think so, because the 49ers have put up over 30 points, 4 out of 5 games since Brock Purdy showed up.
Yeah, but
4 out of 5 games.
You talked about yards. So when you started talking about total yards, that's something the 49ers typically don't do.
Okay. So let's look at the numbers then, because you are correct. They put up 454 this week, 371 correct. Versus Commanders, 381 Seahawks, 404 Bucks, 351 Dolphins since Purdy. His two highest yardage games. Well, Tampa Bay Bucks were great defense. Commanders, great defense. Raiders, I don't put there.
No.
Yeah, that discounts my point.
No, it doesn't really discount it. I'm not saying the Raiders defense was that bad. I'm just saying we put up a lot more yards. The points are relatively average, what Brock usually comes in and scores. I think what you got from the offense was the perfect balance, right? You got your run game going. You got your pass game going. And that's what you want from Kyle Shanahan. And, you know, when you look at Brock Purdy, in this offense, he kind of leaves you saying that, like, he doesn't give you that feeling where, oh my God, he's, you know, what are we going to do today? Like, is it going to be this? Is he going to throw this interception? Is he, like, you don't get that feeling from Brock. Mm-hmm. I mean, you watch them play, and I'm sure you've broken down your film, and you've watched them not just be poised in the pocket, because they are coming after him. Don't get it twisted. They will send somebody. And he just finds a way to get away. And sometimes he's able to make the play, and sometimes he's able to throw the ball away. So you're getting something from Brock. You're like, you know what? I don't remember having this feeling for a very long time. And that's something to, like, you have to think about going forward in the future. I know we're not talking about the future, but Brock looks good, man. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's the future of this team, of this franchise.
No, I'm with you. And speaking of good feelings, Jaqueline Knox, appreciate the gift there. She says, hello, way to Jod. Is it Jacqueline? It's not Jaqueline. I'm sorry. Yeah. Mispronounced names, kind of my thing. I apologize, Miss Knox. Have a good day. 13-4. Man, if you could have signed on, thank you so much. If you could have signed on at 13-4. I think I said 11-5 in my prediction. I think I said 11-6. Maybe I was 12-5. I have to go back and look before the season started.
Mm-hmm. My prediction was 13-4.
Well, Wayne, you're smarter than me, and I've said that.
I didn't have us. It was some games I did. I didn't have us losing to the Bears. I did have us losing to the Broncos. I had us 3-1 in the beginning. I had us sweeping the Rams. I had us splitting with the Cardinals, and I had a split with the Seahawks. John, we have the opportunity on Sunday to go 6-0 in the division.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I know the 49ers have done it 3 or 4 times in their, like, franchise history, but it's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
Look at Jack. What's up, Jack? He says, what's up, fellas? Let's sweep the West.
See what I'm saying?
We have 14-point spread against the Cardinals.
Ah. Boats.
Yeah, right. Arizona will be mad. They'll more mad draft if they win than if they lose. Yeah,
they'll
you're
lose
correct
a spot in the draft. Yeah.
Good point. Yeah. They're in again, the coach, GM, they're all gonna be gone. It's a lot there. James, appreciate the gift, man. This is incredible. The man, James Montgomery, coming through in the super chat. Are you confident Purdy is not 2017 Jimmy all over again? Yeah, that's a very, very fair point. We don't know. We've only seen 5 games. We'll have to see. He has played against top defenses just as Jimmy did back there. But I'll say this. The supporting cast that is around Purdy, even if he is, you know, 2017 Jimmy and then, you know, things kind of dissipate from there, the supporting cast, the net, the support system is way stronger than what Jimmy had back in 2018, right after that. So I think the floor is higher. Does that make sense, Wayne?
Absolutely. And to go with his comment, thank you for the super chat contribution. I feel more confident in Purdy as of right now. He just has this Jimmy Garoppolo was never this type of a football athlete of a player. Okay. No. And so even when we had Jimmy, and yes, he was able to win, 5 in a row in 2017 when he first came in at the end of the season. They
got the 8-0 win streak in 2019.
And then they got the 8-0. Yeah, but think about, like, this is what I'm noticing different from Kyle Shanahan, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Brock Purdy. It's called trust. I'm watching Kyle Shanahan allow this kid to, like, go out there and do stuff we haven't seen before. And so that's what makes me feel a little bit more confident with Brock Purdy running whatever Kyle Shanahan's offense is, because he has the ability to do so. It's not about him just being able to, like, move or scramble. It's really him trying to get the ball down the field. His eyes are down the field at all times. So even when he's scrambling, he's looking to get the ball out. Whereas Jimmy Garoppolo, you're like, yo, take the sack. Yo, slide. Yo, do something. Throw it away. Brock is looking to, you know, make that play at the very last second. So like John said, it's tough. Jimmy did get hurt in 2018, so we don't really know what he was going to be. But the moment he got injured, his ceiling was done. Like,
yeah,
we knew his floor was going to be capped off. So,
yeah, let's stay with this, and then I want to get to Coach Cruz's comment, because that's Coach Cruz, the man. I love what he had to say. Here's my difference between Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Sticking with that phrase of, is this not 2017 Jimmy? Brock Purdy has played in five games in a row. He has thrown two touchdown passes in all five games consecutively.
Oh, okay.
Let's go through Jimmy Garoppolo. I got his game log pulled up right now. How many times has Jimmy thrown two or more touchdowns in a row? He did it twice in that five-game stretch in 2017. He threw two touchdowns in a row twice in a row before he tore his ACL in 2018. You go to the crazy, you know, eight-game win streak. He threw two touchdown passes in back-to-back games twice. That was it. He did two-game streak and then a separate two-game streak. That was it. You go to, 2020? Two games consecutive, two touchdowns or more. That's it. You go to 2021. He had three consecutive games of two or more touchdown passes. And this year, his all-time high was four games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy's done in his first five games in a row. That's what stands out to me, is that Kyle doesn't have to shrink the playbook because you can do all the naked bootlegs, all the play actions, because he can move. He has the mobility, which has led to a lot of that stuff. And so that's why I think there's a difference there. If you're looking at arm strength, body build, all those things, Jimmy G wins that. Mobility and moxie, oh my gosh, right? Like if I'm doing the NBA Jam, like a tribute bars,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You've got like a 6 on Jimmy G arm strength. You've got a 2 on mobility, right? But then you look at, you know, Brock Purdy, he's like a 4 on arm strength, but mobility, probably like a 5 or a 6. He's got that quick 10-yard burst.
Yeah, the splits.
Not fast. He's quick, not fast.
Yeah. And you see it where Jimmy isn't quick and Jimmy isn't fast. Now, Jimmy can get the ball out quick, but the 10-yard
split.
He's
got a faster release, yes.
Yes, his release is a lot quicker. But defenses aren't playing. And then another thing is the defenses aren't playing Brock like they play Jimmy. So the defenses cheated when Jimmy Garoppolo was in. They knew what his weaknesses were.
Everybody on defensive line, everybody in the middle of the field. That hasn't been the case near as much as play goes on. Oh, look at this super chat from Jorn right on topic. Appreciate it, man. Really do appreciate this. What are your thoughts on Mayoko saying Purdy will be the starter in 2023? I love that he's playing well, but seems wrong to already give up on Lance. Yeah, and I don't think I think you have to lean, you know, going into the thing. Again, my whole stance has been enjoy the moment, enjoy now. We'll spend that in the offseason, whatever else. But Purdy has to have the upper hand. Purdy would have the upper hand over Jimmy Garoppolo, over any quarterback that would be on this team. There's not many playing hotter than Brock Purdy in the entire NFL right now.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
You've seen it.
I'm not giving up on Trey Lance. I don't think Kyle Shanahan is giving up on Trey Lance. Neither is the team, but let's just call a spade a spade. And
Brock has earned it.
Brock took it.
Took it.
Bump earning. He took the spot. You know, he took it. So Trey, this is good though. This is good for Trey because Trey is going to be rehabbing soon. He had the second surgery and we don't even know if he's going to be ready for OTA. So here we go. Brock's probably going to start as the quarterback in the OTAs and then Trey's going to have to come back and take it. And that's what you want. You got two young guns. Ever see that movie, The Young Guns?
Oh,
it fits the theme of our
show. I'll
make you famous. You got two young guns, guys, and I want y'all to sit back and not turn it into a controversy. You know, don't be on your prince. Controversy.
It's both and, or it's not either or. You get them both.
You get them both for the low, 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 low. Can't get no lower than that. But you get what I'm saying? You're getting them for the low. And so this is great because you got two different style quarterbacks, two cerebral style quarterbacks, and two quarterbacks that are going to push each other to the limit. I love it.
I do too. It's a very positive thing.
Shout out to Jorn. I like that.
Yeah, he's awesome. Big Papa. Shanahan runs a meritocracy. He's proved it over and over. Lance will have a shot in the preseason. You're going to have both. And listen, look at the 49ers. Look at Mike McDaniels. Look at the Jets. These offensive systems get quarterbacks hurt.
I don't want to hear anything else about Kyle Shanahan, the way he uses quarterbacks.
It's the NFL.
If Brock Purdy goes down, y'all going to be screaming for Trey Lance. So just understand.
You need to. And they're cheap. They're both on rookie deals. Now, I had a question from Niall over on Patreon. He sent me down a rabbit hole. So way to go, Niall. I appreciate you. It's not my jam, but he said, you know, can you go through how much will Jimmy Garoppolo make this year based off of all the incentives? And I was like, oh boy, this is going to be a lot. So I dove in. So buckle up. Here we go. We're going through this. It's going to get a little numbers heavy. But the reason why I think this is important is because it has salary cap implications on the future. But also, I think it's awesome. Jimmy's earned his money. Okay, so here we go. Base salary. This is Jimmy Garoppolo's redone contract. $6.5 million. Got that. Signing bonus, 1.4. Got that. Workout bonus, 600,000. Got that. Roster bonus, 441,000. Well, guess what? He's still on the roster. Mm-hmm. He never went to IR. So he got that.
Got that.
So those are all the... That's $8.9 million. Okay, so he's already got that money. Now let's get to the incentives, and this will apply to the salary cap.
We'll get that.
He got $250,000 per game in which he took 25% or more snaps. That counted for 10 games. So that's $2.5 million extra. $100,000 per win in which 25% more snaps. He got 7 games, right? He went 7-3.
Yeah.
$700,000 earned. $500,000 with 50% snaps on the season and a playoff berth. Well, guess what? Do you think he got it? Yes or no?
Yep.
Did he get 50% of the offensive snaps?
Yep.
You think so? Actually got 59%. Now there's one more game, but he played 612 snaps. The offense has 1,036. So unless there's over 100% snaps offensively, he's going to get it. There's not going to be. Last week was a lot. I think we had 62, right? So he got that as well. That's 500K. Now you get to the playoffs, and these probably not going to get, but still possible. $500,000 if he plays 50% of snaps in the NFC Championship game. Probably not going to get. $500,000 if he wins the championship game and gets those snaps. $1 million if he gets 50% in the Super Bowl snaps. So far with the incentives he's earned, he's got $12.6 million. $12.641 to be exact. Mm-hmm. Now, here's why I think this is important. His likely to be earned bonus. Sorry, this is nerdy, and that's why I'm smiling so much. Was $15 million. So that came off of 2022 cap. He only got 12.6, which means
he saved.
We're saving 2.35 million. Next year we get that credited back.
So he's not going to play another snap.
Well, if Brock Purdy gets hurt, that would be the only way.
Right.
And I think he would have to be declared out of the game before the game even started, right?
To get that money, to get that incentive. That wow.
Right.
Hmm.
So just sticking with kind of the money and what all this looks like and whatever else. Somebody had a question up on Jimmy's long-term potential, if it kind of undercut his value in free agency because, you know, everybody played so well. Oh, Coach Cruz, of course it's this guy. He says, I know this kid's going to have bumps in the road, but does Brock's performance drive down Jimmy Garoppolo's free agency value? Ooh, Wayne,
I'm going to
turn
question.
That one over to you.
That's a good question. I don't think his performance drives it down. I think his injury, if anything, would drive down his free agent value. But there's going to, you know what? There's going to be teams that need a quarterback, and they're going to want a quarterback that can win in this league.
And all I can say is look at Carson freaking Wentz.
Freaking Wentz. but hear me out though, John. Jimmy has to be healthy. So that's why I said I don't think Brock's performance would devalue him. It's more of Jimmy Garoppolo being healthy and out there, because the only reason why he's still a 49er is because he wasn't healthy.
Yeah. You're right. And that's what, you know, John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, everybody said was just health concerns. Jimmy can't stay healthy. But teams are going to sign him. There's so many quarterback needy teams. And on top of that, I don't know if you've seen this. I'm hearing whispers CJ Stroud might not be coming out.
Really? He's going to stay again?
It's a possibility.
Deal with him one more freaking year.
I know, man. And you're going to be losing your head coach, too.
I think Jim stays. Jim hasn't won the big game, so.
Yeah,
it's one thing you beat Ohio State, but you can't get to the you got to win the big game. Lost it once, Didn't get there this year. I feel like Jim Harbaugh wants to win that game.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go. Now, I do want to say this. Couple announcements. We got a lot of announcements. Number one, if you haven't subscribed to the Wayne Breezy Show, you got to do that. In the description of this video, it is right there, top of the link. Type in Wayne Breezy wherever you is. Get that going. We are giving away two free tickets to the 49ers versus Cardinals game. Not one, but two. This is compliments of an anonymous Patreon subscriber that just had some extra tickets this week. And you're going to be sitting next to 49ers fans. So if you want to take part in that, head over to my Twitter, at JL underscore Chapman. It's my pinned tweet. That is there. Two free tickets. It don't cost you anything. Go have a good time. Have a blast. If you can't go, oh, look at Shot J throwing up the link. Look at that. That dude's amazing.
Appreciate
just
you, brother.
At the Wayne Breezy on YouTube, which I like how they're doing the ats now.
Oh, it's about time they got handles, right?
Yeah. Oh, we got Paul Hope in the chat. Paul was supposed to be on the channel the other day. We had some issues. Paul didn't. Lee did. But we're going to have Paul and Lee on the show in the upcoming week, hopefully. Hey, we got to reschedule.
Try to tune in. Can't wait to see them.
It's hard when they're all the way across the pond. You know
they're
what I'm
like
saying?
They're like 19 hours ahead of us, though. They're
Those UK peeps. Now, if you can't go to the game this week, this is a new one. Check this out. We are throwing our first ever watch party on this channel. We are going to be, it's going to be different. Join us during the 49ers game. You watch it on your TV, mute the TV, and then listen to us and watch us. We're going to be doing trivia, live Q&A, giveaways. I've got a Frank Gore jersey. I got a Aziz Alshire signed jersey. I got Vernon Davis jersey. I got a bunch of stuff to give away this week. We're going to be watching the game live right here on YouTube as the game goes on. And it's just going to kind of be like the whole idea is, Wayne, a lot of people can't come to our virtual, like our actual rush road trips.
Yeah.
So the goal is to try to bring people to us. And so we're going to have a lot of guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be entertaining you, 49ers only. You get so tired of people calling them Joey Bosa, you know what I mean, with the national broadcast. We ain't going to have that. Now, we can't show the feed of the game. So you watch that wherever you are. Put us on your phone. Things like that. We're going to start 15 minutes before the game. So that's going to be here on YouTube. I'm just saying. Wayne, what other shows you got this week that we can promote?
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to be doing the Madden challenge right after our show. I'm going to jump on and just sit here for 2 hours and watch the 49ers demolish the Arizona Cardinals. And then tomorrow, it's going to be a remote Wayne Breezy show because I actually have to go into the school system and do some shows for the kids at the school. So I'll be doing that all day. So I'll be live from their auditorium or something, and I'm going to have people call in. So the Wayne Breezy Show, 11 a.m. And I believe tonight is Nothing But Niners as well on their channel. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much it. You know, once the weekend comes, I'm done.
This dude is working, man. We did a party in Vegas. Dude leaves the party to go work another show.
I had to sing. It was a great show, though. Great turnout. Shout out to my man, Davis Cole, man. Super 49er fan. He was like, hey, Breeze, you want to perform with me in Vegas? I'm like, Vegas? Heck yeah. So great party. If you missed the Rush Road Trip party this week, oh, it was phenomenal. And John, the venue, the lady at the venue, I don't care about anybody else. I don't remember her name. I don't want to say it wrong if she's watching. I wish I would have connected with her.
She goes by T. We could throw T out there.
She, I don't give a who care who's listening. She was the best person that we dealt with all season long. The best. I'm sorry if I offended somebody. I'm not sorry. She was the best. From the moment we walked in there with her coffee in her hand, she was ready to help. She didn't even put the coffee down before she handed us stuff. She moved the table with coffee in her hand. Love her.
Yeah, people don't get, like, we show up, you know, 3 to 4 hours early to set up, and then it was a lot, but it was incredible. So, also do want to throw this out there. Last announcement, and we get some more Niner stuff. Live call-in show today, Patreon only at 4:30 p.m. PST with 49ers Cutback. They're joining us. We'll be there together. So if you want to join us over there, 4:30 p.m. today, live call in, Patreon only, that's where you got to go get it. Now, let's get to Jack's question. Appreciate, man. Jack is the man. Look at that bow tie in the picture, man. Quality.
Debonair. Debonair.
He says, if Jimmy pay stays as is and we went out with Purdy, what will our total salary spent on QB this season as opposed to other teams might be a steal? Well, it's going to be high because Jimmy's 12.6. I could find this pretty good. I think we could do all right. If we just look at top salaries, let's do average salaries. I think that'll help make it a little easier. It's going to be high because if you just look at Jimmy at 12 point whatever, I'm not even on quarterbacks only. We're going to be in the bottom half. Okay. We're going to be there real quick because I got to look at see what Trey made. But yeah, you hit this cliff.
So did he make the money?
Man, listen to this average salary. 14th is Ryan Tannehill with $29.5 million. The next person is Tom Brady at 15. Wow. You got a $14.5 million drop. I mean, it just like bombs. You know what I mean? So because of that, it's going to push us up into the top 15. We're right at 15. We'd be the 15th team. So we're 15, right at average. Mm-hmm. So not too bad. Now, Freddie says, if you haven't checked out Brock Purdy's father's interview, much listen. Yeah, it was great. So if you haven't checked that out, you can look that up. Brock Purdy's, his father interviewed, you know, their story with the 2008 housing crash and all that stuff has been insane. Now, we've talked too much offense, too much quarterbacks.
Oh, gosh.
Let's jump to the defensive side. Wayne, who were some of the players that stood out for you defensively in the win against the Raiders? Just that individual game.
Eric Armstead.
Yep.
People
he
don't
was
want
third to... highest rated from Pro Football Focus, but man,
yeah,
huge
people
impact.
Won't give this guy any credit, but I like Tashaun Gibson. I think all season long he's answered the call, but you know he helped seal the deal too. So, and if I had to pick another player. I don't know. The defense was pretty subpar for me this week. It wasn't.
Oh, it's by far the worst performance.
It was the worst performance. Yeah. So I don't really have anybody else. Not any of the edge. I didn't even like Nick Bosa's performance. It was just it was very subpar.
Which is crazy because he had 10 total pressures, but
the pressures are there.
He's there. So close.
Yeah, but you know what though? In those pressures,
this is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They still weren't. I mean, and not only the pressures, they were hitting the quarterback, but he was still completing the passes. So it was like it was pressure for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't
until the overtime play, right?
Until the overtime play.
Bosa had 6 hits on the quarterback. Nobody else had more than one. Bosa had six. Nobody else.
That's what we need to discuss. I think people don't care about the defense in the game. I think we need to discuss the real factor. And a lot of people want to blame the secondary. And I get it, because Diamador Lenore was getting burnt, right? Yeah. He had one good play in that whole game, and it still was a caught pass, even though it was incomplete. I thought it was his best defensive play that whole game. He ran stride for stride, and if his arm span was 1 inch longer, bro, that was a tipped, deflected pass, and it wouldn't have been a catch. It wouldn't have been nowhere near completed of a catch. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Ace? He says, Eric, with the one-man goal line stop was crazy.
Three people, bro? Three. Yeah, Two defensive linemen and a fullback.
He took it. I mean, it was awesome. And, you know, it was cool because Eric made the play. Kinlaw got a crazy push, got in there. Greenlaw made a crazy push, got in there. T.Y. McGill came behind. He got involved. It was awesome. The goal line stops back-to-back weeks now. Back-to-back weeks. Those were huge. So let's talk about secondary. Look, the way our defensive scheme is built, we have no problem leaving our corners on an island. You don't. And that is always going to be susceptible. Like I've said so many times this year, if you're going to beat this Niners defense, you got to throw the ball outside the numbers and deep. Mm-hmm. That's just the way a cover three quarters defense is designed. That's the vulnerability. Demo's played well. You know what's crazy? He still has not given up one touchdown this year.
Not one touchdown.
Not one.
Not one.
And so you can put together a string of clips, probably 10 to 15, that show, man, Demo's not that good. But in the run game, he's great. He wasn't this game. I thought this was his worst game in the run game. But the Raiders were picking on him. They were going after wherever he was and wherever Jimmy Ward was. Those were the two guys they were going after. James, man, thank you so much, James. Appreciate you, brother, in the super chat. That is awesome. He says, what adjustment does Huff need to make to stop getting burned? This burnt was different than the other burnts. And what I mean by that is...
Really?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was. Most of Huff's issues have been communication issues when he's on the back end. This was goal line. He's up on the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard off, and he overcommitted to the run.
Okay, okay, that's what you're saying. Okay, yeah, this was him overcommitting to the run. Okay, I got it.
He just
communication thing.
Run on third and short.
Yeah.
This was not a communication issue, gotcha. Right? Which we've seen.
Very well said.
But he still got burnt, and he has been burnt very, very often, which is a problem. But this was a different type of burn. I'm glad you get this game out of the way. You know, I'm from Texas. Well done is the worst two words in the English dictionary. Ooh. One of my closest friends in LA, like, he'll go somewhere and order things well done. I'm just like, what are you doing? You don't do that.
See, I kind of had it in the same category, John, because it's like he bit the cheese again. So, you're right. It wasn't a communication issue, but he also bit the cheese. So, like, he's so adamant in stopping the run that that's his first instinct. And instead of just giving himself some space for the pass, he has to trust his instinct and his ability to get there quick enough to plug that gap to stop the run. He has to trust himself. There's no reason for him to cheat to make the big play or to tackle for the loss. It was a third and short, and next thing you know, it's a touchdown pass. For the simple fact because he decided to, you know, want to cheat up, he's got to fix that. That's got to be fixed.
I agree. And that's the thing is, like, he's still learning. Now, the difference is, and why the 49ers are fine with him doing this, is because he still is making explosive plays.
Oh, yeah.
And so you have a playmaker. It's going to take time. I mean, I don't know what else to say. He finishes the number six overall player.
PFF, yeah.
On PFF, which isn't great, but yeah, I mean, he was targeted twice, gave up two catches. One was for a touchdown. But you're living with these growing pains. I don't know what else to say because he could change a game all by himself.
And you can tell that D'Amico kind of understands that. He was more on Lenore's behind than he was on Huff's.
Yes, agreed. And so you got to get your pass rush there. Pass rush doesn't begin there.
And hold on. That's the issue. We're complaining about the secondary and nobody's complaining. I said Bosa was subpar. If you can't get to the quarterback, Nick Bosa, you're subpar. At the end of the day, He is the most dominant person in the NFL. Let Aaron Donald have a bad game. He will be subpar. I don't care if he's the defensive player of the year, the game. What does it matter? His job is to make sure he's disrupting that pass, getting to that quarterback. Nick Bosa, that's his job too. And I get it. He's doubled. But, hey, he's got to figure it out. He figured it out at the end. But if he could have figured it out in the beginning, that game wouldn't have been close. There was zero. Yep. There were 10 pressures, zero sacks, and quarterback hits. And that none of that matters if it's a completed pass, guys. What are we talking about? And it's a completed pass because the pass rush isn't getting home. And it's not Nick Bosa's fault. It's not what I'm saying. It's Nick Bosa. He's here, and the other side is here.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If Ebukam, Amenahu, all those guys can help compensate, raise it up a little tad bit, Nick, the pass rush would be so more well-balanced, bro. So yep. more well-balanced.
Tommy says, Demo had the flu. Listen to Bosa post-game. Sounded terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's there.
Yeah.
And James says, you know, Givens going to help with the pass rush. I agree with that.
I don't think
you just need you need more help. And, you know, Drake Jackson would be a guy that could, but he's so bad in the run game. he got washed down, man. He got blown up. And so
he's great in the pass game, though.
Great in the pass game, but you know, you saw two of those big runs where Stidham stepped up. It was because of Drake Jackson, two of them in the first half. And so his rush lane integrity stuff is just not there. Undisciplined, going to take him time because I mean, he can get to the quarterback, he can make disruptive plays. Hit, like what Nick Bosa say here, I'll play this right now. Like, I thought this was hilarious. You know, Nick Bosa freaking throwing shots at Tom Brady a little bit. But here's Nick Bosa talking about the running lanes for the quarterback.
The lanes we gave him, anybody could have ran through. Tom Brady could have ran through those. So that's one of the things that, as a D-line, even a dominant D-line, we can't have it. Good quarterbacks are going to get out of the pocket and create downfield, and that puts our back end at a huge disadvantage.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it is. Now, before we shift to the offensive side, I do have to say the number one overall rated player on defense was Oren Burks. He played five plays.
Five plays.
Oren Burks has been a very positive player for a very long time. Whenever he comes in, he plays great. And also, I got to brag on Dre Greenlaw. The one series where he got the fourth down stop, he made four plays in a row, and he was manned up twice with Davante Adams in the slot with no help. Freaking blanketed him on a whip route, on a whip route. And so on one of those plays, he's in the slot. He's guarding Davante Adams by himself, gives up no separation on a double move. Then Stidham breaks the pocket. He leaves Davante Adams and tackles him half a yard short to force the fourth down, right? That play I thought was huge. Then you get the Eric Armstead, which he was in on that play too. I know I'm a Dre Greenlaw guy. He did have some bad plays before he left with the back tightness. So that's there. Trey, thank you, man, my friend. Trey Hall with the gift. That's what's up. Great seeing y'all. Wayne, hope you like the lemonade. There we go.
Amazing. It was a vodka lemonade. I had one with you, John, and then we went to that spot, and they made it a little bit different. It was like literally drinking like
that was awesome,
Arnold
man.
Palmer's lemonade. It was good. It was good.
We had a good time. Vegas did not disappoint. I will say that. My son, my boys did get kicked out of seven bars and casinos, though.
You were telling?
Yeah, well, the youngest was. He wanted to get to 10. He only got to 7. They were trying. They were trying. That's all right. That's all right. Now, let's go offense. Okay, so Wayne, let's flip it back over to you. Shot Jay, what's up, my brother? He says, what's up, faithful? Like, subscribe, Patreon. Show that love and support for the dynamic duo.
Yeah, we got to get it, Batman and Robin costumes. I want to be the new Batman and Robin, though, not the old one.
Like, I'm Robin, right?
Yeah, I was definitely going
to I do Batman. Have a Batman costume, but I would prefer to be Robin.
Okay.
Dress attire is closer to mine.
Okay, we could do it. Let's do it. We're gonna just hit him one day on an episode. They're going to be like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Listen, the offense, in my opinion, for like the first time this season, and I know the offense has been scoring, but for the first time this season, this game was dependent on the offense, right? Like, they actually had to go out there and make plays. George Kittle remains, like, on top of his game. Just got to give him the daggone ball. And you get George Kittle the ball. He was probably one of my favorite players in this game. CMC was another one of my favorite players in this game because he's just that dynamic, right? And then I got to give the offensive linemen some love. Mike McGlinchey, in my opinion, had his best game this season. I mean, not giving up any sacks from that guy on the outside. And you know who I'm talking about, Max Crosby. That's really, really, really tough. And I said this on the show, I think it was with Nothing But Niners. I said, you know, Mike McGlinchey, he's really good against the good players. It's the secondary guys that he struggles against.
You are exactly correct, man. And now I'm going to cut you off. Guess what? This just came out.
Wait, I'm not wearing those tights.
Jim Harbaugh is saying he's staying for Michigan.
What I tell you, son? Maybe. What I tell you? Do I know my coach? Do I know my coach? I know my coach. I told you.
Now, what makes this even better is the Michigan TCU game was on during our hangout, and Wayne was not happy. So if you were at our hangout, you didn't see the normal Wayne. Dark Knight Wayne. That was Dark Knight Wayne. You know what I'm talking about?
I talked to anybody, bro. Like,
You were on your side. You were on your side. No, but I felt it.
Hey, I told them to pull up a chair, and they could sit right with me, and we were going to watch this game. But no, you want to shoot the pool ball, and you want to play ping pong beer and all this type of stuff. I was like, man, listen, I'm sorry. I promise. If there's a wild card game and the 49ers are at home, you will get the full-fledged Breezy.
I love it, man. Which, if there is a wild card game, I got to throw this out there. We are going to be throwing a tailgate over at Blue Lot Number 1. We're going to be having a party out there. So come tailgate with us. Unlimited drinks, food. We're going to have a freaking awesome time. If the 49ers in the wild card, if they win, Eagles lose, you get the bye week. We'll be refunding everybody, but we're going to sell that out. I know a lot of people have messaged me like, oh, I'm waiting to see if you buy the tickets and we don't go, everybody gets 100% refund, no questions asked, but we are going to sell out. So I'm just throwing that out there. Dark Knight Wayne. Oh man, I love it.
You called it. It was different. It definitely was a different, Wayne.
Yeah.
It was tough, but
great
venue.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go offense. Now, you brought up Mike McGlinchey, who I thought played great. PFF didn't like him. He was the 14th out of 18 players. He missed some run blocks, which was a little out of the norm in the film that I went through. Anybody else that you want to give credits to on the offensive just versus the Raiders?
I got to ask you a different question, though. Why is it so awkward that Mike McGlinchey in the run game this year is terrible?
It's been different.
That's the word. That's the word. Not terrible. It's been horrible.
But no penalties, no sacks. Like, I'm cool with that, man. Are you kidding me? I'm totally cool with that. Like,
miss all the run blocks you want. CMC, I'm make over here.
I don't care if they bring him back. I want to, like, if they pay him.
Wait a minute. I'm cool with that. I swear to goodness, bro. I said that to somebody. I was like, get ready for Mike McGlinchey to be a 49er for the next several years, at least 3 years.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I don't think Brian's coming out. He's started a new job. And he's working his tail end off. But yeah, I doubt he's coming out to the 49ers game. But man, he was a troop. He picked the 49ers to win the game.
No, he didn't.
I think he did. He did. He did. Like, he said it was going to be too much. So Brian is that dude. He sticks to his guns. He knows his stuff.
He does.
That's what that is. Now, let's talk about the top graded 49ers player. Tyler Kroft, number one. Even though I only got 18 snaps, he was awesome. Nice key blocks. All freaking game, man. In fact, he had the highest run block grade of anybody on the team. Brandon Ayuk, who didn't have a great game. He had bad game, amazing game. With, you know, two drops, he missed several key blocks where it was just like, man, what is happening? BA doesn't do this.
I was trying to tell him.
But then you talk about that fourth quarter, three straight catches.
Yeah,
He went alpha dog. Look at those sound effects, man. Wayne brings it all. He's still going. He's still mad. Those three catches. You heard all of them. Jordan Mason, five snaps, finishes the third overall player. Like, that run He was not going to be denied because he knows really, Kyle ain't going to give him the ball back.
Hold on, bro, because I got you, bro. Because, you know, I didn't do my film breakdown, but I watched the film. So I'm watching the film, and I'm saying, okay, Kyle Shanahan was in his bag. This is what he did.
I said first it so many times.
First and goal after what? A big CMC run early in the game. Who does he bring in? Didn't even notice at the game. Jordan Mason. Jordan Mason got stuffed on the goal line, lost a couple of yards, and then they had to – that was the when Brandon Ayuk caught his touchdown, right? Kyle went back to the same play after the big CMC run later on in the game. Who does he bring in? Jordan Mason. We're at near the goal line. What did he do? Rush for a touchdown. I'm telling you, bro, this Kyle Shanahan is in his Gucci bag. I'm telling you.
There were so many times where it was just like, ooh. It was good. This was a great game. It was a great game called. Sticking with top players, Aaron Banks, who played 17 snaps. He was fourth. Daniel Brunskill came in and just played really, really, really well. I thought Brunskill was incredible. Let me ask you this. Okay, let's go back, and I'll give you some time to think about this, Wayne. What would you say were the biggest three plays for the 49ers? Now, offense, defense, whatever. Like, what plays come to mind? It doesn't have to be a necessary order. Well, but, like, what are some of the biggest plays of the game that come to mind to you?
Well, defensively, it was one. Two. That goal line stance.
Yep, that's my number one play. Game.
That was number one. And then to cap it off was the pressure from Bosa. And just the ability to track a fluttered ball down. So people, let me explain. It's not easy catching the flutter ball because it's fluttering. So for Gibson, who dropped an interception in this game, to come down with that interception to seal the deal and return, that was on point. And then offensively, I don't know, man. Anything, I felt like everything CMC did was electrifying. He was determined. I don't have one play in mind, but he was determined to not go down. He was determined to make the extra play. I watched Christian McCaffrey take this joystick and hit some buttons. He did a sidestep tuck duck. I was like, whoa, we play Madden. So Christian is feeling good. That's great to go into the playoffs. I know he has the mild ankle sprain. That don't mean anything. Playoffs is starting in 2 weeks, guys. Get ready.
Yeah. It's the same ankle sprain that he's had for 3 weeks. Like, okay, he's fine. This is his version of rest. In Christian McCaffrey's 10 games with the 49ers, he has 1,131 yards. Good stat. He's averaging 113 total yards every game and 10 touchdowns. So Jesus. In 10 games, two different quarterbacks. He had five games with Jimmy G. He's had five games now with Brock Purdy. His numbers they've gone up since Purdy's come in, but 113 yards and a touchdown every game. And you look at his stats for this game, they were actually a little bit higher. He had 93 total yards and a touchdown this game. He's unbelievable. You know, my number three play was the Christian McCaffrey screen in the fourth quarter, where he went for 38 yards, and then the Jordan touchdown right there the very next play afterwards. Like that, I felt like the 49ers wanted that. It was weird because even though the 49ers were down 10 points in the third quarter,
it didn't feel like it.
I kept saying 49ers winning this game. They're going to win this game.
Yeah.
And they needed to, because in this 9-game win streak, which is the best in the NFL all year, better than anybody else, they've only had one game before this one that was decided by 7 points or less, and that was the Chargers game. They needed one of those gutsy, duel it out, you know, fight it out games. And so we saw that. And so I think it builds character. And now you got a 14-point spread against the Cardinals, and I don't know. John Chapman's back there quarterbacking. We'll see how that goes.
David
we'll see
Blow how that goes. Or Blau.
I don't know. Blow or Blau.
No,
we said the same thing about Jarrett Stidham last week, and he freaking that dude delivered.
You know what I didn't do? I didn't look up Jarrett Stidham's escapability scramble. I looked up David Blau's. He doesn't 63 yards off of 10 scrambles in his whole career, bro. So he's averaging 6.3 yards per scramble, and he's been in the league for 4 years. This is his fifth year. And he just doesn't scramble. He has zero design runs. He is not a mobile quarterback. Now, if the 49ers do dumb stuff and just let Lane stay open, then I'm sure he's probably going to do his scramble.
You know? I've got David Blau from Purdue running a 4.9140.
You just had to look up the 40.
I know there's like more.
He's slower than Tom Brady, damn it. He ain't running.
He not slower than Tom Brady. Nobody's slower than Tom Brady.
Who was Tom Brady, like a 5.02?
Yeah, he's faster than him. He's fat. What's Brock Purdy? Let's compare him to Brock
Purdy's
Purdy.
Brock be a Purdy's 4.7, not
fast.
Right?
He's not fast.
4.7, 4.8.
4.84.
I knew it.
But the difference with Brock Purdy is his 10-yard split is 1.55, which is faster than Mahomes. He's like, he's in the top 95%.
Great point. I'm glad you brought that up. So I put out a tweet, and I know everybody likes to put out their own stuff from the pressers, and I try to find like the corny stuff, right? And so Kyle Shanahan talked about, they asked him about his 40 time. And did you hear what he said?
He's like, oh, it's a 4.2.
Yeah, but he was joking because he didn't even run the 40. What did he do?
He got sick every time.
But what drill did he do?
He did the short shuttle.
The shuttle. That is one of those things that Kyle Shanahan pays attention to. The shuttle, the three cone, like all those different things. Pay attention to that. Kyle's letting you know how he scouts.
Well, even with the wide receiver, it's three cone.
That's three cone, bro. About. It's the three
in
cone.
Almost all skill positions because it's much more of a football metric, right?
Yes, sir.
We don't even have a three cone for Brock Purdy. He didn't run. But the 10-yard split, he's pretty quick. He didn't do any change of direction stuff.
Shot, Jay.
But, I got a question here. Is the Madden sim today?
Yes, the Madden sim will be shortly right after we get off the air.
Cool. All right. And then what was that, man? Somebody just put up. Will you put that back up there again? Tom Brady ran a 5.17. My cat's poop runs faster than that. I'm not a fast person. I played defensive tackle, right? Fullback, tight end. That was my role. I ran a 4.90 back-to-back times. That was like as good. I was slow, man. I was limited, to say the least. I was never fast. But I was strong, but not fast. What about you? Did you have a 40 time? Did you have
yours? I did, man. I was more in the 4.5s back in my day.
Ooh, Wayne Breezy. You don't
I didn't
get a
have
name
the,
like that.
The running back wheels, but I had fullback running back wheels. It was different. So they would line me up. It's crazy.
I was the Rudy of my school. Like, I mean, I started varsity both sides, but like I shouldn't have. The body I was given was not made for any position. Rudy. There we go, man. But anyway, that is awesome. This has been fun. Again, we got so much content for you. We've got, again, the Madden simulation. That's going to be on Wayne's channel. Again, we got that link in the description right after this. 4:30 Patreon only call-in show. That's up. We've got our watch party, which we're going to be doing during the game on my YouTube channel. We got a lot of stuff for you guys.
Hey, real quick, James Montgomery, 4:47. Givens is back at practice today.
The rich get richer, man.
Yes.
Rich get richer. 49ers faithful forever. John, any defensive film on Patreon today? You know there is. I've already broken out 3 videos today this morning. I've got it set to release. I think at 5:30 it's uploading now. But the first half defensive film, that's going to be up. Both every single offensive snap, first, second, third, fourth quarter, and overtime is up already. Defense is up later today, the first half. In the morning, I'm getting second half, and then special teams after that. We got you covered, as always. Way more content than you could ever watch. That's the goal. Over on Patreon, patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast, or just Google 49ers and Patreon. Wayne, any closing remarks before we jump out of here, my friend?
It's been a great show, and I'm hoping the 49ers continue the streak, 10-0, baby. That's the only thing that matters. 10-0, like 6-0 in the West. Kyle Shanahan will have another record in his books, and if they could get the first seed while doing so, you know, we'll see what happens. We did see that the Giants plan to sit their starters.
So. Yeah, they're not even practicing. Almost all their starters are sitting today in practice, the Giants. But I'll say this.
They'll be
enjoy. Just enjoy this. This is fun. Capital F-U-N. This doesn't happen often. Decal, he says, John, you're way ahead of the times. You were positionless. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Where was Shanahan at whenever I was growing up? He was coaching Super Bowls with his dad. But that's okay. That's
I'm about to watch this Chris Sims rant real quick after.
Why would you? I don't know what he said.
Because they're asking.
It's not good. It's not of any content whatsoever. Ask him about Kellen Mond. That's what you need to do. That's what I want to see, the Kellen Mond, Chris Sims rant. Dude, that dude is a clown. I'm a Longhorn. That dude sucks. I'm going to be real. I'm a Longhorn. He sucks, man. That he joined NBC and just went straight on just clickbait, skip freaking journalism. Oh, yeah,
I got you.
On a rant. That's the rant you need to hear.
We need a John Chapman rant. Yes.
I muted that clown long ago, man. No, okay. Get that out of here. Anyway, for everybody else.
So I can't
watch. There we go. You can watch it. Thank you, Clayton, the man behind the scenes. We appreciate you guys, Wayne. You're the best there is. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.